Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Today is Saturday, July 27th. The Yankees are doing terrible things, Jake. Just awful, terrible things. Lose two stinkers, duds in a row. Make us very sad, a little frustrated. Makes this game fairly important, but also not important. But it depends how much you put into everything. Interested to hear what your thoughts are going into this game and how you're doing in general.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
You had some good touch points there. I will address them. Man, I mean, the first game, you had a funny line in yesterday's pregame show when you were like, you know, 19-3, you can never look at that and be like super impressed, because at a certain point you're not facing like real pitchers anymore. Like any double digits is almost the same, which interesting little theory there. I like that. Yesterday sucked. I will say this. I mean, Paxton obviously didn't bring it. None of our starting pitchers have brought it for a little while now. That's well known. That game, you know, it landed at 10-5, right? Did I misdream that?
No idea.
That game was actually baseball. And there is a couple plays that a couple different things happen, and that game does look a lot differently. Again, Paxton didn't bring it. The Yanks didn't. I'm not saying the Yanks deserve to win that game, but every baseball game, there's going to be 5-10 pitches and big plays that dictate what happens. And that game actually was that. If you look at, I mean, a couple of the pitches that were made, a couple at bats the Yankees would have liked to have back. So it sucked. And when, I mean, you see, what was it, 10-3 on the scoreboard for a while, I mean, that never feels good. Jim, I'll say every game's a big game here at Talkin' Yanks. Subscribe, rate, follow, eat your socks.
Whoa.
Jim, if we win today, if the New York Yankees win today, the pressure is squarely back on the Boston Red Sox, which is insane. Because if they've dominated these two games and then there's a chance we could get out of here with a split on Sunday, I mean, talk about the momentum waves. If they win today, I mean, Jim, we're looking at the AL East. Tampa, maybe don't make any trades. Maybe sell Tommy Pham. So I don't know. It's a couple lefties. That's what I've got, Jim. Where are you at?
Let's do lineups, then I'll get into that a little bit. Okay. Yankees lineup today. Aaron Hicks is leading off and playing center field. Judge batting second, playing right field. Edwin Encarnacion is the DH. Luke Voit is batting fourth as your first baseman. Didi Gregorius at short. Turning my air conditioner off. Glaber at second base. Gio the God at third base. Tauchman in left field. Higgy behind the dish. CeCe on the bump. Jake. No DJ LeMahieu has me mad.
Mm.
He just sat a day in Minnesota. Yep. And I accepted that because I thought it was so he could play all four in Boston. If he's dinged up and we don't know about it, fine. The Glaber error yesterday, the terrible base running yesterday, gave him two outs on the base paths in a blowout. It reminds me of the last four games last season where the message is, don't worry, these are just games, go out there, we're fine. Instead of, let's turn it fucking up a page or a notch, let's go after it, let's play good, clean baseball. It's so cavalier. It's really giving me flashbacks. I don't like how lackadaisical and sleepy the defense and the lineups and everything is. DJ not sitting, I think, is a terrible message. DJ not playing is a terrible message.
So, as you preface that with, if we don't know about injury or being nicked up or whatever, we don't know.
If it's just a rest day.
I mean, the question is, would you sit Gio again? I mean, Gio's yet to play this series. Because otherwise, it's do you sit Didi, who's been playing great, or you'd sit Kleber?
I'd sit Gio. I mean, that's... I'd sit Gio.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I just... They're not on a bench squad yet, and they never will be. So, like, Gio was going to play, and he sat out the first two games, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd play DJ. He's one of the best players in the American League right now.
Right, but I'm saying, and we've been on this, and it's different New Age baseball. Gio has been a main cog on this team, and he's going to play. So he sat out the first two games. So if Gio the God is going to play today, who are you going to sit?
I'm not playing Gio today.
Okay. Well, that's the mental hurdle you're not going to be able to get over.
Well, that's where I want them to be. Gio's a great bench player. He can play.
But they won't do that the whole regular season, Jim. They're going to give guys regular rest, and they're going to keep their bench players active.
I think it's a bad message. I think they need at some point, I said this last year and they never did, I think they need to pivot from that and say, like, this is our squad. We need wins. This is somewhat of an important game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. It's just I know that Gio was going to play today, so it's either you sit Didi, who's hot, Kleber. I mean, in my head, it's you give Kleber a day off. He had the error. You don't want him to go full puppy dog mode. But yeah, I don't know. I knew Gio was going to be playing in this game just because he's still a part of this team and he's been playing well.
Yeah. I don't know. Because Voit and Edwin both got to be in there. DJ needs to be in this game. He's our best hitter.
Yeah.
I think it's a shitty message to send. And I feel like the message is bad this whole series. I know the starting pitching has doomed us, but there's been things outside of that, like Boone not going to the bullpen when it was somewhat of a close game or it was a reachable game. That was brutal. It's a lot of things where I think we're being a little too cavalier here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the Jim, it's kind of been the secret of this season. Like, our starting pitching was actually crazy solid for the first half of this year. And that kind of hid a lot of things. Like when we went through that original hot streak where it's like, how are these Yankees winning? It's not because Cameron Maben's playing at an MVP level. It's because the pitching's doing really well and these guys are doing little things. So now here we are as the starting pitching has struggled. They're clearly worried about their bullpen usage. And it's all just gone into this kind of shit sandwich, which is what we're seeing play out. So,
yeah. Yeah. On the other side of the field, we got the Red Sox running back the same exact lineup as yesterday. Same order, same positions, and why wouldn't you? Betts, Devers, Bogarts, JD, Vasquez, Benintendi, Travis, Chavis, JBJ, Erod on the bump. Same exact. Didn't have to change a thing in our little graphic here.
You're such a lush for that.
It's very odd that teams do that now.
Yeah. And you love it.
Well, when you do what you're doing, why change anything?
Yeah.
So... CC has good numbers versus the Red Sox in his last couple starts. His last, like, whatever starts. So, we'll see. I'm prepared to be disappointed, to be honest.
Oh, no. We have two kitties here. I mean, we at least know we're going to get an intense performance, and CC is going to give us literally everything he has. It's his last season. How many more of these games are we going to be able to look back at CC Sabathia trying to be the stopper? I mean, he doesn't have many games left in his career in Fenway. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just happy that we're going to see. I'm not going to look back and be like, well, you know, CC just shat the bed. second poop reference curse word this episode. Like if CeCe gets beat by the Red Sox, he gets beat by the Red Sox. But I know it would be because they're hot and they got it going. And I don't know. I mean, CeCe's going to have as much intensity and as much passion, as much want to win this game as anyone in the world. So
I think CeCe will give us a game, but I'm prepared for like everything to just go the Red Sox way. Just seems like that. It seems like we're set up that way.
I don't know. I think that's being a little dramatic and letting the first two games get you down too much. I mean, if a couple balls bounce the Yankees' way today and they win this game, again, we could be sitting there on Sunday night being like, oh, my God, like this could have easily been the Red Sox winning four games and we end up splitting and nothing. Like everything can still be null and void, Jimmy. Like I don't believe that, especially, I mean, Sale's pitching tomorrow and how it's been going. But there's still a chance that you could just wash your hands from this series and nothing has happened. And like you said, we haven't been using our big guys out of the bullpen. So if CeCe were to give us those five strong today, I mean, we would be in a good position to use those guys. So yeah. The DJ thing's got you down, and I understand that to a degree.
A lot of stuff. They've played bad baseball, not just starting pitching. They played bad baseball.
Yeah, I mean, the base running by Voit at the end of the game, that's inexcusable. The Glaber error and the pitching just having no drive at all.
Yep. CeCe, yesterday I said I wanted compete. Like, that's what I wanted to see. Like, right. Let's go out there. And we didn't get it at all with Paxton. Like, at all. CeCe will give us that.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Like, that's – I wish CeCe was pitching yesterday and they were flip-flopped. Because CeCe will bring that, like, competitiveness, anger – intensity. He knows how to do that.
Yeah.
And be that guy. My what to watch for is the base running, Jake. We gave him two outs yesterday on the base paths. We're not good at running the bases. I'd like to stop acting as if we are. Voit making that out at third yesterday is just so unnecessary.
Yeah.
One of the weirder and most unnecessary things. And then they tried to do a hit and run in the first inning, hung DJ out to dry, and there's two outs right there, and now the Red Sox have momentum going into the bottom of the inning immediately because of that. Otherwise, you know, let's not take ourselves off the base paths. I'd like zero outs on the base paths. I've liked that. I've wanted that for a while, but that was pretty infuriating.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to feel like the Yankees – they now have realized they are a bad base running team. And I think base running is kind of one of these worlds that the more you think, the worse you do. And that Voit play yesterday, I mean, go base to base. It's to left field and Fenway. But yeah, you can't overly harp on that. And Jim, I think the other thing with Gio the God today, maybe I'll go Gio the God. How about that? We saw it obviously last year with Andujar and CeCe. Man, Didi's been picking it at short. I know you've been enjoying that. What Gio Urshela can do at third base is special, and maybe that was a factor in the decision making today. Again, that would bring in a LeMahieu Glaber situation, but Gio the God, man, you talked about this last Talking Yanks episode. Gio has gone past the point of like, he played so good, it scared us. We're like, okay, the regression's coming. Now I think the award you gave him was the Just a Guy award.
Just a guy on the team.
He's just a guy on the team. And we kind of need a Just the Guy day when they get through that hunk of the Yankees lineup and it's all right, just got past the All-Star Gleyber Torres. Okay. Gio's up. If he gets that fastball, put it over the seats. And maybe I'm peacocking a little bit because I got him last time he did that, but Gio, that left side of the infield, have a special day. Help out Big C a couple plays. Get you mentioned momentum. Gio Urshela is one of the few Yankee players on defense that can make a momentum changing play. So give me some of that.
Yeah, that's true. You made me laugh.
Thanks, man.
Reminding me that they would play Neil Walker at third instead of Andujar. when Andujar had spent his entire professional life from 16 years old to that day only playing third base.
Yeah.
And Neil Walker had never played third base.
Yeah.
And he was the defensive replacement. You really look back on last year, and it really is eye-opening.
I know you say that now, and I mean, LeMahieu didn't play third coming into the season. We knew he was a Gold Glover. Neil looked good at third.
Oh, yeah, I
know. To Neil.
I'm not being mean to Neil. I'm being mean to Andujar.
Yes.
But it's just eye-opening when you look. In the moment, I didn't really, like, think that much at it. And now I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's how bad it was? Anyway. Numbers versus E-Rod, Jake. Didi's got good numbers versus him. 306 batting average, 713 OPS. That's not great, but he gets a lot of hits. Three doubles. Let's see. Edwin's got a homer and a 805 OPS in 27 plate appearances. Aaron Hicks has two doubles, but not great numbers. And then Gio is 0 for 5 in 6 at-bats. So.
My man. Let's get a lead. How about that?
Be nice. It'd be nice to get momentum in the top of the first instead of give momentum.
I'm rooting for a lead for the Yankees at some point today and at the end of the game.
Okay, great. Can I get on that rooting interest with you?
No. Find your own takes, man.
I'm gonna jump on the bandwagon of rooting for leads during the game and at the end of the game.
Okay.
You can call me a bandwagon rooter if you want. That's what they say. You're a bandwagon rooter.
Bandwagon rooter, they'll say.
Let's see what E-Rod's been up to. His last outing was pretty good against the Rays, Jake. 7 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. He's been good. Been good, man. 6.1, 2 earned runs versus Toronto. 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run versus the Dodgers. He's been good. It's crazy.
Good.
Because I don't think anything of him.
Wow. It's a knife that didn't need to come out. I don't know. I mean, he's been with this team for a while. He can give them a good performance. I think he's got one of those lefty mixes that we have seen giving the Yankees trouble at time. And Jim, just realizing this now, Yanks are resting LeMahieu up for tomorrow because Sale's on the mound.
Don't play him both days.
It's the LeMahieu. He's the Sale killer.
He is the Sale killer. Fuck. Yeah.
He's got to get his rest.
I hope he does well against Sale again.
Yeah.
I hope so.
That's why they got him resting.
Pitching path to victory, what do you got?
I mean, pretty much everyone, right? We saw who pitched. Britton pitched yesterday of guys we're worried about, right?
Otto pitched yesterday.
So, and Hale. Right. So we think Hale's probably not pitching again.
Everyone's available.
That's fine. Yeah, it's – I think pitching-wise.
Can we pivot early? If CC's getting shelled, can we pivot to Chad Nestor early? Like, is that allowed?
If we're getting shelled, will they pivot?
If it's 6-2 in the middle of the third, can we bring in Chad Nestor, then the Four Horsemen? And make it a game? Do you think they will? I don't think they will.
I don't think they will. I think I guess the only other factor, Jim, is that Monday is an off day.
Yeah.
So if you can save enough guys to get through Sunday, which you'd like to think they can, there's a chance they can. I don't know, man. They're going to try to get at least 75 bullets out of CC. Like, you can't do, like, CC's getting knocked around and pull him at, like, 48 pitches. Like, they won't do that.
I know they won't, but I'd like him to. If it's close game, I'd like to send a message that, like, let's beat the Red Sox. It just seems like they don't get up for the Red Sox.
No, I think there's a lot of things in play here. I mean, the Red Sox season was quite genuinely on the line. If the Yankees had won these games, the Yankees would be, what, up 13-14? Yeah. So the Red Sox have more to play for. It's in Fenway. I mean, at a certain point, the game's isn't necessarily supposed to look like this, but the Red Sox are pretty entitled to their home games too. And these teams are built very much for their home stadiums. Voit and Judge hit balls yesterday that are so far gone at Yankee Stadium, but in Fenway, that they were not. Voit's was an out. And meanwhile, Mookie's hitting everything over the monster. So I don't know. There's a lot of different dynamics in play that I it's not that easy. And I mean, end of the day, these are still, it sucks to say, but they're regular season games. The Yankees aren't going to break their mold of not playing like Gio Urshela a whole series. Like they're going to continue to do their thing because it's still July. We got 2 months left.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree that that's what they're going to do. I think it doomed them last year come playoffs, and I think I don't want it to doom them again. The fact last year they never said, like, let's play like this is a big game. It was just, oh, our offense is great. We'll win. We'll do whatever we want. We'll win.
We saw some of that earlier in the year when Gary was hot and they'd play him after a night game.
We did. We saw a little bit of it, but now I'm getting nervous again.
Well, I think it's just things are getting multiplied more. We're around the trade deadline. It's Red Sox, Yankees, and the starting pitching doing what it's doing. Everything's still multiplied. I mean, if we win today, would it be a 10-game lead again in the East? Or is it 9?
I think it'd be 10 again.
So, I mean, it's just everything's – just play good today. I feel like we're digging ourselves into different holes just because it's like you just have to play good at a certain point.
Yep. Yep.
Do that.
You want to go to the Homer draft?
We go to the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
No one got on the board yesterday, I believe.
I don't think so.
Judge and Voit hit some to the deep parts.
Yeah.
But no one on the board, and you get to go first.
Oh, wow.
Wait, do you, Gary, me, you, I get to go first.
Okay.
In your face. I think, right?
No, I mean, you're yeah, wrong.
No, because you took Gary, game one of Minnesota. You went first, then I went first, then you went first, then I went first, and I took Hicks. Then you went first and took DJ yesterday. So I go first today.
Okay, cool.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I just wanted to review it. Your me you thing was really poorly done at first. So I will demean you on that.
All right, I cannot take Hicks, Judge, or Glaber. Ooh. Give me Voit. No, give me not Voit. Give me Didi. Didi's my first pick. Voit's my second.
Okay. See, that's what you keep doing the double picks. It's confusing.
Because you have Voit, so I can just pick him.
Yeah, I know, but it just messes all the listeners are talking about it in my live chat. I will be taking Jim. Righty Aaron Hicks, and that's obvious.
Pops one over.
And give me the top of the order. Give me Aaron Judge.
All right. I thought you were going to take Gio.
No, I think he's going to do his special stuff with the glove today.
Ooh. Someone asked when the next Sharp Stats is. Sharp Stats is released every Tuesday, Jake?
Wednesday.
Sharp Stats is released every Wednesday. So it'll be on next Wednesday. All right, we got Tyler Stockton. Got some people in the chat. When did Nestor last pitch was a question I saw. That Twins game.
The last Twins game,
Nestor threw 54 bullets. Maybe he can't go today then.
Yeah, there's a chance he's not ready, and if he wasn't, then you have him for tomorrow. I don't know. I don't think they're gonna push CC to 75-80 pitches no matter what.
Well, let's hope CC's bringing it. I mean, that's still a very likely possibility.
Yeah.
Anything else in the chat before we go?
It'd be really nice.
It was Tuesday last week. That's why I asked. Can't be right. Maybe it was Tuesday on Patreon.
We recorded on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we record on Tuesdays. it gets released on Wednesdays, unless sometimes I throw it up for Patreon early. Yeah. Yeah. Because voicemail up gets recorded Monday, gets released on Tuesday. Do they throw to Mookie today? Do you think they have to make them move their feet? I thought Hale should have made Mookie. They're so comfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I know it just, that's a world of baseball that only leads to ugly conversations. There's never anything good there. You know, CeCe throws that cutter in and that slider in. You know, I don't think you have to make him dance fully. Like, I don't think you have to scare him. But, yeah. And if don't let Mookie Betts beat you 2 days in a row. That would suck.
That would suck. My thing is, CeCe should just try to get Mookie out. Like, who cares? Just get him out. I would have liked Hale to not hit him, but just, like, come inside.
Yeah.
Put one in the dirt at his feet. Like, make him feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm in my head, I'm thinking they didn't want to hit him, like, at all. Like, they know that Boston is looking for things to grab onto. If we hit Mookie after a 2-home-run game, I think that just stirs a pot that the Yankees don't need to stir, Jim, because if they win this game today, like, literally everything is almost back to like, neutral, which is insane. And I just think we're kind of in this mind fuck right now. I get what you're saying, but I think if you don't want to hit him and you're going to pitch inside, A, you risk hitting him, and B, if you miss inside, he probably puts another one over the monster again. So I think get him out. Get the guys out is what I'm rooting for.
I root for that as well. Yeah. Get the guys out. Got a lot to talk about on this recap app tomorrow night about Mr. James Paxton. Save it. Doesn't pertain to this game. So, all right, thank you guys for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to this channel. It's brand new. If you're listening on the podcast app, thank you. If you are listening on one and didn't know the other exists, now you do. See you later. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your Saturdays and your weekends. Go.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.